waters of the United States is being redefined again. South Dakota Farmer and American Farm Bureau Federation Vice President Scott Vanderwall calls it
regulatory whiplash, and it's very disconcerting.
This isn't a new issue for agriculture. American Soybean Association Director of Government Affairs Ariel Weigard told the EPA soybean farmers are frustrated with the cycle of regulation and litigation. A durable and certain definition is important for WOTUS.
Farmers should not have to ask EPA or the Army Corps every time they want to plow or move dirt on their farms. We agree with the Farm Bureau that the rule should not use the significant nexus test. We were disappointed to see it pop up in the proposed rule last week. We consider the SIGNEX test to not be jurisdictional.
Last Thursday, the EPA and Army Corps of Engineers released a proposal that reinstates the WOTUS definition from before 2015 and replaces the Trump administration's Navigable Waters Protection Rule. A 60-day comment period will take place shortly. The EPA will consider comments from that and then propose a final rule. EPA Assistant Administrator Radhika Fox says the EPA is trying to find common ground.
We want to get it right, and we think that we can. I think we can get to a definition that can hopefully withstand administration's changing.
NDFB President Daryl Lees isn't sure.
They say they're going back pre-2015 rule. Well, never did she rule out that they're going back to pre-2015 rule with adjustments that may not. You know, it's one thing to say you're going back to pre-2015 rule. Okay, are you just going back there and you're not doing the exact same thing that the 2015 WOTUS rule was?
In 2022, the EPA plans to host 10 regional roundtable listening sessions to get more feedback on WOTUS. North Dakota Grain Growers Association Executive Director Dan Wogsland is hopeful the agencies continue to engage well with stakeholders in that process.
I'm guardedly optimistic. Kara, this is a big issue. And it seems like it's a little bit bigger than where we're at today, that's for sure.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Kara Hart for the Red River Farm Network.